With this survey, what I have learned so far, and I must say it's an ongoing work, but what I have learned so far is that most of the growers are paying very good attention to their growth management practices, focusing more on the nutrition and the soil aspect of it. Everybody that I have talked to have agreed that they are a better grower now than they were pre-HLB. They are managing their nutrition program more precisely. What I also learned that their philosophy for fertilization is a constant supply, no matter what form of fertilizer they are using. They are very progressive. They are taking good care of the leaf and nutrient analysis and making their fertilization program more dynamic than being fixed for a whole year. They are following their trees and responding to it, and that's what they believe is attributing to their success.
Tell me a little bit about how much nitrogen they're applying, micronutrients, that kind of thing.
So the amount of nitrogen applied depends on what type of fertilization method they choose. But generally, the range that I have seen is from 120 pounds of nitrogen to about 220 pounds. And that all depends, again, on the method of application, tree age, location. But that's general trend. People on fertigation have slightly lower amount of nitrogen than people on control-release fertilizer. Micronutrients are applied slightly higher than the IFAS recommendation, but they are not very high. They are not significantly high, and the leaf nutrient analysis show them to be in the optimum range. So maybe they are applying more, but the leaf nutrient is in the optimum range, which is good.
Okay, can you comment on the use of humic and fulvic acid?
Yes, majority of the growers right now are using humic and fulvic acid to improve the organic content of their soil and help with the mineralization. And the use has been increased, and the soil organic content seems to be pretty good at this time. Of course, it's not as what you would have expected. You would expect in a clay soil, but for a sandy soil, it's in a decent range.
For psyllid control, how many numbers of sprays per year were you seeing?
It depends on the grower, but generally what I have seen is about 4 to 8 sprays. Everybody is focusing on dormant sprays for sure, about 2 dormant sprays and major flush events. And then depending on the grower, they do more or less, but 4 to 8.
Okay, any other comments you wanted to make?
No, this is pretty much the general. We are seeing constant supply of nutrition seems to be helping, and that's good to see because that's what we have been recommended for a long time, and now I'm able to see that growers are doing that, so I believe they should continue with that.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.